I'm Michael Pope, Virginia reporter for WAMU 88.5 News. As lawmakers were getting ready to come to Richmond for the General Assembly session, Republican Senator Bryce Reeves of Spotsylvania was concerned. He wanted to figure out some way of overturning Attorney General Mark Herring's executive action declaring Virginia would no longer recognize concealed carry permits from 25 states. But he also knew anything the Republican legislature did would face a veto from the governor.
A lot of my colleagues had a lot of bills in to try to poke their finger in the eye of the Attorney General. That wasn't the course that I thought was prudent and reasonable. So I enlisted the help of a really good attorney and a friend of mine on the other side of the aisle, Chap Peterson.
So Reeves and Peterson approached a close ally of the governor's, Public Safety Secretary Brian Moran.
A lot of disagreements, a lot of things I asked for I didn't get, a lot of things they asked for they didn't get. We went back and forth, and ultimately the governor made the decision.
Republicans got to overturn the Attorney General's executive action. Democrats got new gun restrictions for people convicted of stalking or domestic violence, and voluntary background checks at gun shows, which allow the buyer to opt out of the background check.
It's two steps forward and a step back, depending on how big you think that step is.
That's Senator Adam Eben, a Democrat from Alexandria. He voted against part of the deal.
In particular, from North Dakota, you can have a concealed carry permit even if you've had a stalking conviction. That troubles me.
More than three dozen states don't have residency requirements for concealed carry permits. That would allow people who are ineligible to get a permit in Virginia to buy one elsewhere. And that has Senator Scott Surovell, a Democrat from Fairfax County, worried that somebody convicted of stalking in Virginia could get a concealed carry permit in Utah, for example, and Virginia would have to honor it.
I think we could have got more if we pressed really hard, but the governor made his decision that he thought that was the best deal he could cut, and that's what we're stuck with.
The National Rifle Association backs the compromise, but former New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg, who was one of the biggest donors to McAuliffe's 2013 campaign, has turned into one of the deal's harshest critics. His group, Every Town for Gun Safety, took out a full-page ad in the Richmond Times-Dispatch this week, blasting the deal as a win for the gun lobby. The governor and his supporters dismissed that charge, arguing they got the best deal possible. Reporting from the Capitol in Richmond, I'm Michael Pope.